William Booth, born April 10, 1829, died August 20, 1912. The authoritative life of General William Booth, founder of the Salvation Army, by C.S. Railton, first commissioner to General Booth, with a prefix by General Cromwell Booth. Copyright 1912. Preface. I have no hesitation in commending this small volume, as containing, so far as its space permits, a good picture of my beloved father and a record of much that made his life of interest and importance to the world. It does not, of course, profess to cover anything like the whole story of his many years of worldwide service. It could not do so. For any such complete history, we must wait for that later production, which may, I hope, be possible before very long, when there has been time to go through fully the masses of diaries, letters, and other papers he has left behind him. It must not be supposed that I can make myself responsible for every phase Commissioner Railton has used. I know, however, that perhaps no one except myself had anything like his opportunity during the last 40 years of knowing and studying my father's life, both in public and private, and of understanding his thoughts and purposes. Now, we wish this book to accomplish something. We cannot think it possible for anyone, especially a Salvationist, to read it without being compelled ever and anon to ask himself such questions as these. Am I living a life that is at all like this life? Am I at any rate willing by God's grace to do anything I can in the same direction, in order that God may be more loved and glorified, and that my fellow men may be raised to a more godlike and happy service? After all, is there not something better for me than money-making, or the search after human applause, or indeed the pursuit of God, earthly good of any kind? If, instead of aiming at that which will all fade away, I turn my attention to making the best of my life for God and for others, may I not also accomplish something that will afford my satisfaction at last and bear reflection in the world to come? I hope also that to some, at least, the great message of this life will stand revealed in these pages. I believe it to be that, while God can do little or nothing by us until we are completely submitted and given up to Him, He can work wonders of infinite moment into the world when we are asked a few months before his death if he would put into a sentence the secret, as he saw it, of all the blessings which had attended him during his 70 years of service. The general replied, "Well, if I am to put it into one sentence, I would say that I made up my mind that God Almighty should have all there was of William Booth. It was in the beginning that entire devotion to God and its continued maintenance which could alone account for the story told in these brief records." The book is, of course, written in the main from the Salvationist point of view. Much of it, indeed, is simply a reproduction of my father's own sayings and writing to his own people. This, to all thoughtful readers, must be our defense against any appearance of self-glorification or any omission to refer to the work in the world that others are doing for Christ. No attempt has been made to tell the story of the general's life and times, but simply to note some of the things he said and did himself. And I trust the record may be found useful by all the many servants of God who do not think exactly as he thought, but who yet rejoice in the triumphs of the cross through his labors. To continue and to amplify the results of his work must need be my continual aim. I am full of hope that this book may bring me some help, not only towards his memorial scheme, which contemplates the erection and equipment in London and other capitals of enlarging premises for the training of officers in every branch of the work, or where they already have such buildings, the erection of new headquarters or halls, but towards maintenance and extension in every land of the work he began. It cannot but be a special gratification to me to know that this book will be received with eager affection in almost every part of the world. How could it ever cease to be my greatest joy to strive more and more after my father's ideal of linking together men and women of every land and race in one grand competition for the extinction of selfishness by the enlistment of all sorts and conditions of men in one great holy war for God and for all that is good. Whether those into whose hands this volume falls agree or not with the teaching of the Salvation Army, may God grant them grace to join heartily at least in this, my Father's great purpose, and so help me to obtain the victory for which he lives and died. W. Bramwell Booth, London International Headquarters of the Salvation Army, November 1912. End of the prefix.